There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If it feels lonely in here today, it's because we're missing someone. Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee with Ryan Jones.
Say it like that.
We're missing Katie. Did you think I was talking about Elise?
I knew you were talking about Katie, and then you look at me with such disgust. Oh, I'm in here with Ryan. Ugh.
Well, last night's episode had everything. It had a kiss with fireworks. It had lots of crying, an outside shower, and not one but two dramatic exits. One is obviously permanent. The other one, he'll be back.
Well, we think.
We think. And of course, new drama between Nicole and Onyeka. Let's begin.
Oh, I don't even know where to start.
Stage left, Thailand. We're getting to know the area.
Yeah. Fade in.
Fade in and go.
They've really stepped it up early on with this show. You know, we've talked about this before about, oh, we're going to Virginia.
Yay,
and then South Florida.
Yay, yeah. Sunshine State.
So for them to go to Singapore and then Thailand, he clearly wanted to be on the water because both of his dates were boat dates.
And an island date. Like, that was a little island. That sandbar was an island.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I kind of appreciated how he kept trying to call it an island when it really, you had it right. It was really more of a sandbar.
The tide has gone out, Colton. That's all it is.
It was very remote. And yes, it's their own. But calling it an island is probably a little strong.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no structures on it. It was just a sandbar.
It was a sandbar.
Which I think was fine with the two of them. This is with Cassie, who hasn't gotten a lot of one-on-one time.
But we found she's definitely pulled ahead as the favorite horse.
Oof. Yeah, I'd say. I mean, they were in the water for quite a while.
Right.
And as I've said in years past, the water is...
hides everything.
Friendly in this world because, yes, they don't go with the underwater cameras usually. So who knows what's happening beneath the surface?
Right.
You know, there's a lot going on above the surface anyways, but it's almost like a duck where it's just normal stuff on top. But then with the duck, you see all the movement
of
the feet going. So I can only imagine what was going on underneath.
Well, Heather was the lucky recipient of the first one-on-one date, and she confessed to him that, you know, she hasn't had her first kiss.
But that she's not waiting for something specific.
Hint, 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 hint. And then they kept, you know, we kept seeing hints everywhere and up-close mouth shots and, you know.
I really thought we were going to go through the entire date with them not kissing. And because it was already super awkward.
Yeah.
And she finally told him, like, No, I'm okay.
I'm good if it happens.
Because I'm sure he has the same sort of concerns that some people have with
him. If you've
him.
Never been kissed,
yeah,
maybe...
the first anything, all of a sudden it gets in your head, rightfully or not. Like, okay, well, I don't want to be the one, especially with the not as important stuff, like a kiss. You waited this long, and then what if I try, and then all of a sudden your first kiss is... awkward, and I'm just gonna be awkward anyways, but not something you were
to
happy
never
with.
Never been kissed and then to do it for the first time on TV, I think that's brave. Very brave, because isn't it usually, well, of course, your first kiss is usually pretty awkward.
Right, and I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, and I, especially when
oh, go ahead.
We have conversations with people who say, oh yeah, Colton's a virgin, sure, and I actually believe him. I think he is. With her, I have a few doubts, because first of all, and even he was kind of curious, she dated someone for 8 months.
Yeah, so?
How do you date someone for 8 months?
And not go all the way?
No. Kiss.
Oh, okay.
No. Sex is a different...
I thought you were questioning her virginity.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Like I said, I think Colton's a virgin. I believe she's a virgin.
Yeah.
But to go 8 months without even a kiss?
What do you mean? I've gone like 5 years without kissing my husband.
I was going to say, it doesn't count. Once you're married, all that stuff goes out the window. But I don't know.
Yeah, you can't keep your hands off of each other when you're in a new relationship.
I also don't know that you want to be branded as the never been kissed girl. So.
What? Who gives a crap?
I don't.
Yeah.
But clearly the fact that we have to keep having these conversations,
yeah.
Like, you know, jump around a little, but how Cassie had to say, oh, well, you know, people at home are going to be very disappointed that to
in
find out.
In my community.
In my community, I'm not a virgin. Are you kidding me?
What community are you in?
Because in.
Like the Handmaid's Tale community? Like, where are you coming
in
from?
In most circles, it's unusual to be a virgin at that age. Thus, why we're here. Why we're talking. Why it's a thing with Colton.
Yeah.
And it's not just with guys. It's at that age, even for a woman.
Yeah.
If you're a virgin at that age, people kind of look at you squirrely, not that they should, because to each their own, but I found that very bizarre that would be her cross to bear, is, oh, people are going to find out I'm not a virgin. Wouldn't people just assume
at
that age?
No, actually, Ryan, people are waiting to have sex longer, but they're juuling earlier.
Oh, Jesus.
So, see, this is what's happening. But, yeah, obviously, like you said, we finally did get the kiss, and it was complete with, you know...
literal fireworks.
Fireworks, like butterflies.
And for someone who, let's take her for a word then, that has never been kissed and now has been kissed... I thought it was pretty legit.
Yeah.
She knew where everything
went.
Knew
what she was doing.
Clearly got into a rhythm, if you will.
My first kiss was so awkward and terrible and horrifying. I would never want it on TV. Of course,
no, of course not.
I was high school, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember being...
It was traumatic, actually. I still remember what I did wrong.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was bad.
And
that's after practicing on mirrors and pillows and...
Yeah, I don't remember it being terribly bad, but it was certainly awkward,
yeah.
For sure.
Like you're like, okay, do I tongue? No tongue?
And to what I remember, there were no cameras around. So with Heather, it's just to be having your first kiss on national television in a foreign country.
And you're okay with
this whole buildup. And I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah.
And Colton even agreed.
He did.
And they had, like I said, literal fireworks. I mean, if they had gone through
this... Was that planned?
Which part? If they had gone through that entire date, I mean, they were just lobbing the softballs up.
They were.
Come on. Okay, nope, not here. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. They're staring out at this beautiful water and just them.
Gorgeous.
Softball. Nothing.
Swing.
Okay. Beautiful dinner. They're talking about their feelings and, you know, her relationship. Softball.
Swing.
Okay. We'll take a walk on the beach.
Go
and
ahead.
Softball. Okay.
Not, yeah.
Okay, well, how about if there are fireworks that first scare the hell out of them? Okay, and then...
But it's true that fear actually is kind of like an aphrodisiac, so it would make sense that would land you in each other's arms.
For sure. And I think finally, like she did her confessional, she said, if he kisses me, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's big, loud... bold letters. It's okay.
And butterflies. And I was like, that was afterwards. She's like, I was like, felt butterflies.
Good
and
ones.
Good ones. Yeah. So Heather returns from her date and just starts spilling the beans to the rest of the class, if you will. And everyone is so happy for her, except for Mopey in the corner. And of course, I just decided to go check Twitter at that moment just to see what was happening. And as expected, it blew up. Like, don't you know what show you're on? Elise, what? Did you not sign on the dotted line? Girl, what's wrong with you? So,
well, we just talked about this last week. Every year there's somebody who eventually starts breaking down because, oh my God.
He's dating other people.
How, I can't believe that, and I can't get over this. Is this your first day? So for Elise to then, and just like last week, I'm kind of surprised because we still have a lot of girls. Mm. Usually this doesn't happen until much later in the process.
When you've developed more of a
I think this
bond.
Is even more ridiculous when there are, 13 or however many girls left, that now is when you have the issue. It's always ridiculous.
I mean, I don't like it when my husband goes out with his female cousin, so I can understand, if you're just a jealous person, so.
Well, she was very clear, this isn't about jealousy.
Oh, BS. But total BS.
My thing is, okay, so, yes, is this your first introduction to The Bachelor? Do you not know how this works? Is it all that stuff? But what was she hoping to get out of going over there? Was she expecting him to say, you know what, you're the one. Show's over. Bye, guys.
Good night, folks.
Let's go get engaged right here and now, and we'll get married.
Yeah.
And
somebody said, one of the things I saw on Twitter when I was checking was like, yeah, screw the advertisers and all the time that we've already got allotted on ABC that we have to fill with programming and all the content we need to create. Forget that. Let's just end the show now.
It just, from every aspect, it didn't make sense. She had a one-on-one. It was great. All right. So then...
In week three.
So every one-on-one is supposed to be you?
Yeah. Heather. Yeah, exactly. She was upset that Heather had the one-on-one.
Right, instead of
and Elise
instead
had
of
hers
her.
In week three.
So, but Elise had one.
Yes.
Not everyone has, obviously.
Right.
She had one. It went well. So now everyone that isn't her, she was making it seem like she's never seen the guy before.
Well, I think maybe she was, if I'm trying to put myself in her shoes, I think she was unprepared for... the feelings, the green-eyed monster rearing its ugly head. I think she probably thought, I can handle this. It's The Bachelor. I can deal with this. And then once she got on set, and you know how they sequester you and keep food from you and just, make it so they finally release you and you're a little bit nuts. Like, they cultivate that crazy factor when they keep you locked up in the Bachelor house or wherever you're staying around the world. So I can see how... maybe she thought she could handle it and then couldn't. I can actually get that. Because you know what they do to those contestants.
Right, no, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Fine. But I just think she probably could have expressed herself better. I mean, couldn't we all? But I just don't know what she was hoping to accomplish by going over there. If it was just to leave... which is fine. I don't know that you needed to get dressed up head to toe for that.
Your hair.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you saw her doing her hair when everyone else is in their PJs, you knew she was going
up to
over
something,
there.
Yeah.
That was happening. So this was in her mind already. I just don't know what I would love to know in her mind where she thought that was going.
He's going to see me in my dress and my hair all done up and looking amazing, where all these other girls are broke down in their PJs, and he's just going to say, you know what? Forget the rest of you. That's what she was thinking.
Oh, God.
Come on now.
See, that? I think that's worse, though, because it's one thing... let's say...
I'll show him what he's missing.
Let's say she just wasn't ready for the feelings and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. And she did know how the show worked. Why would you think that that would happen? This isn't... that's maybe something you, at the final three where you just want to... I need the validation now. you're not going to get any sort of validation at this point.
You haven't done something like that where you're trying to impress someone and it's like your last ditch effort, and in your crazy mind, your rational mind is saying, don't do it. And your crazy mind is saying, girl, go ahead. Do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all have those
good voice, bad voice
on opposite shoulders. But in that, you have an end game. I don't know what her end game was here other than just leaving, which is fine.
Which is what happened. And, you know, Colton was like, you know, for someone to just give up in the middle of something like this, like, yikes. You know, hello.
I did appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that gives up on relationships. Says the guy who had his thing with Tia four different times. And like, okay, well, I think I know somebody from the South that might disagree with you, but...
She's online, too. You want to hold a minute?
But that notwithstanding, he clearly... We want to talk about someone who's not prepared for a lot of these feelings.
Yeah.
And we haven't even seen him hop a fence yet, is Colton. Because this is...
Hop a fence?
Oh, yeah. Just wait for it. So... He made a run for it at the end of the episode, and we're jumping ahead a little,
but this is
not the first time he's had to step away.
You mean when he was in the middle of Onyeka and Nicole and, the fight and the, what was it, confusing mental,
with
mentally
emotional.
Unstable with emotionally unstable.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about emotional intelligence again, and we're going to have that whole
bring back the our therapist.
Thing. But it's not the first time he's had to step away, and then with Elise even afterwards... And then the next morning when he did his little vlog, he clearly is still trying to wrap his head around so many of these experiences. And it's the same but different.
Yep. I can see that.
You know?
Yeah.
And he obviously isn't going to leave, we don't think.
Well, no. A little too much invested in him.
But it was basically nothing can ruin this day. And then, which is always the, okay, you want to talk about softballs, here we go. And enter Elise to... walk away and throw his world
into a tailspin.
You know, when the cougars turn on you, what else do you
have? What else do you have?
Ugh.
You have the jungle. That's what you have. You have, 10 women who were led into the jungle, minus Cassie, who has her one-on-one.
And Heather.
And what?
And Heather,
yeah,
who had her one-on-one,
who
and Elise,
one-on-one.
Who left.
And Elise, who left. So, yeah, you have girls who brought in survival lessons on, you know, and then were given the task to get through it all and, I guess, find your water. And I thought I had to hand it to, you know, Demi, who said that the rules were vague. And she hightails it back to town with champagne and a bus and disqualified. And I if I could give a standing ovation to the girl, I would.
I was going to be curious on your take on that, because you had the other two groups of girls who went and, you know, they foraged and got what they need. Hey, we have these slugs and we got the water out of the river.
And, yeah.
And then they come back with a burger. Yeah, we found this cow, we killed it, we ground it down, we grilled it on a fire we made, and...
I mean, it's not like they entered a marathon and cheated. The rules were explained.
Get food and drink.
It was very vague. You could interpret that in any number of ways. I was actually disappointed that they were eliminated, because it did not say where you had to get the food and drink.
That's true. And
it was implied, tacit...
They just showed you how to do it.
But that didn't mean that you had to do it in that way.
That's like if you're you know, a scout, and they're showing you, this is how you make a fire with, you know, just the kindling or whatever. And you know, so now you have to make a fire.
Right.
And you sit down, everyone's doing their and you just bring out a lighter. There, fire done. Boom. Peace out. I'll be making some s'mores. You guys keep working on, you know.
You never said I have to make a fire with rubbing these two sticks together.
Sure, you showed us how we could.
That's
but then
way.
You just said make a fire.
That's one way.
And man was smart enough to create the lighter. So
thank you, Mr. Bick.
So here we go. But I will say this about Hannah B. Who
swallowed the bug whole.
This is what I'm saying. So she was part. It was Demi and the Hannahs, and they went off and
the
had their
Hannahs.
Time. At the beginning, when Colton threw the thing behind him, like pretending to eat it, God bless Hannah B. She ate that thing, probably crawling all the way down. And so she deserved to go get some champagne, I think.
Absolutely. You know, she got the... Well, and she also found some time to spend alone with him, you know, and was able to make some inroads there. She told Colton she's falling in love with him. And
seems a little early.
They made out. And she, of course, got the rose after that.
Thank you for opening up to me.
Thank you for opening up to me.
But I was impressed in general because another week here where he's tried to throw these women out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And pretty much to a person, they've all, you know, whether it's grabbing an eel or...
Tayshia let a scorpion...
Oh, my God. No. Nope.
I can't.
Nope.
Scorpions.
Nope.
No.
And so I give them credit because we talked about this last week with the eating challenge. Usually there's someone who stomps their feet and...
Ugly American overseas. Yeah.
Yeah. And burger and champagne notwithstanding, everybody sort of held their own.
Yeah.
Which I was very impressed by because I would not... I'll eat almost anything, but I'm not letting scorpions walk on me. Nope.
No, I don't like things crawling on me. I mean, if the scorpion were deep fried, like I've seen them, you know, Angelina Jolie
put that
famous video.
Well, that's a different story
because
you're eating it at that point.
Right, it's done. It's no longer moving.
I think maybe I watched Temple of Doom too much when I was younger, but I don't know. Why, like just things crawling, nope.
Yeah, this scene from Home Alone comes to mind with the giant
tarantula.
Yep.
Nope, I'm all set.
Yeah, no, Harry, Marv, don't move.
Nope, I'm good.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm good. Yeah, so Cassie and Colton have their one-on-one date in the, you know, latter part of the episode. Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, if you could see Ryan, he needs a little music piped in. They seem to be into each other.
You know, and I'm mad at myself more than anything because when we were drafting our teams, I really wanted to go with Cassie.
Yeah.
But we hadn't talked about her much, so I was thinking, I'm gonna get to steal her on the way back. I'll get a Hannah, plus I'll get Cassie, because we haven't talked about Cassie at all
at that
point.
Katie got Cassie.
Katie did. But we had literally not mentioned her name once in the first episode, so I'm thinking, all right, I'll take a Hannah, then on the way back, Cassie will be just sitting there, and not so much.
No.
And she is certainly proven to be, like you said, the front runner at this point, because not only all the stuff happening in the water,
yeah,
but then in his bed for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
And unlike other girls who they were on top of the covers, they are undercover, so.
And the rose is right there next to the table.
Yeah, you know, she never even officially really got the rose. She just sort of got the rose.
I think she got the rose.
That's what was the most impressive part. Usually he has to do this whole thing where, well, I present. She just knew she was getting it.
I mean,
he's grabbing her butt, and it's just.
It was on. Ryan needs to, like, should we take a break and come back? And
well, because Cassie of the whole group is probably, like, if I had to pick one person from the entire cast, that's who I would pick to go out on a date with, I think.
Is Cassie.
Cassie. Whole total package. She's smart.
I mean, she's adorable. She's
beautiful. She seems to have a great heart. And yes,
you don't normally go for blondes, though, so.
And that is.
That surprises
1,000%. And usually.
Are you saying she's a blonde with a brunette personality?
I would never say something like that.
Of course you wouldn't.
You have the best personality in the world, Christine. Although I don't know what color your hair is these days.
Yuck. Yeah, but the love and the good feelings didn't last long because Onyeka says that she had a very, frank conversation with Elise.
This is also dumb.
And Elise basically said that Nicole wasn't there for the right reasons. And so Onyeka confronted Nicole about that.
No. She went right to Colton.
And then
cuz I would be okay with this if she went to Nicole and said, "Hey, Elise told me you're just using this to get out of Miami," which, why are you trying to get out of Miami is a whole other issue. And Tayshia right away, once this got back
confirmed
to Nicole, said, "I was in that conversation. That never happened."
Yeah.
And that all could have just been done between the women if Onyeka went to Nicole before going to tattle.
Yeah, because Colton was involved twice.
Right. So Onyeka, for some reason, out of the blue, decided, because maybe that was what Elise was going to do this episode, if she stuck around, was going to tattle. Or
maybe. That's a good theory.
Clearly Onyeka does not like Nicole, which is a whole nother issue. But she just decided, okay, I'm just going to go tell Colton this.
Right.
And then Colton pulls Nicole and says, "Hey, I heard this." And she basically starts breaking down crying. And then goes back to Onyeka, and then they start to talk about it. And like you said, Tayshia's just like, yeah, that didn't happen. That could have been it. If Onyeka just went to her and said, "Did you say you want?" And Tayshia said, that never happened.
That would not have been it, because Onyeka could have confronted Nicole, and Nicole would have denied it, but then Onyeka probably still would have been, "No, I think I'm going to go tell Colton anyway that you said this and that you denied it."
And then as soon as Nicole, though, was, let's use this word in a different way, validated by Tayshia, in her next conversation, when she was still just defending herself, when she could have just said, as soon as Onyeka mentioned it, Tayshia said that never happened.
And
done.
That was the end of that.
End of end. You don't have to just keep then talking about Onyeka and saying she's bullying you,
which if she is,
she should go home, and that's a different story.
Do you notice that people now pronounce it bullying?
Bullying?
Bullying, like Melania Trump. Like, I've noticed that now that I was, like, did she just say bullying?
Are you saying Nicole is being best? Is that what you're saying?
I said, when did we start pronounce bullying as bullying?
I didn't pick up on that. I think I was just so dumbfounded about how this became a thing.
I rewound it. I'm like, bullying?
So each of them went and gave their side to Colton, and then Colton thought, fine, and whatever, I'm thinking about it, it's over. And then sitting with Pleasant Katie, who has the best...
I was going to say, she got interrupted on the couch.
Best facial expressions ever, by the way, but who just minding her own business, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, this is so tranquil, and you did this, and you did that. So he just says, "Excuse me," and goes over and just, I don't know, you keep going. I'm just gonna observe. I don't know, was he trying to play like grandpa?
I don't know.
What are you guys doing over here?
But if the argument is so loud that it wafts over to another part of the, you know, the resort.
They were like 4-year-old twins just, no, you did. No, you did. No, you did. No, you did.
And it just escalated and escalated. And you're just sitting there watching thinking, this isn't going where I think it's going. And you're also, do you check the time as you're watching this and you're saying, we're running out of time. We're at the cocktail party. There has not been a rose ceremony yet. Elise already left. Okay, this is BS. I know what's happening. We have 30 seconds to wrap the show up.
Well,
now,
at that point, I was live. I started at 8:20 or whatever,
right.
And I was caught up at that point. So I was assuming at that point, okay, there's clearly no rose ceremony because there's not enough time. But I was hoping Colton
that he would just dismiss
would
them.
Just sit down and listen to this and say, you know what, both of you. Thanks, but this isn't going to work out.
Well, maybe that's what happens next week after the to be continued. He storms off, which is our second dramatic exit. And so maybe what we pick up with where we left off is him returning after thinking on the beach and saying, you know what, both of you guys can leave, no rose ceremony. Which would be a gutsy move for him because he's not that kind of guy.
He's not.
Yeah.
And I thought he had it in him when he went to sit, because at that point you know what's happening. They're bickering back and forth at each other. And then the fact that you just sit there and just watch. He just said, wait.
He's in disbelief, I think.
This isn't going to get resolved. And it's clearly overshadowing anything that we have established. So, you know, I'll walk you guys out.
It reminded me of, I remember a few Christmases ago, my boys, who were probably like 10 and 12, maybe a little younger, I was on the phone with my dad, and the two of them, I just heard a fight in another room. This was Christmas morning. And I look around, and I just see them, they don't normally brawl, but they were physically punching. They both wear glasses, and all I could think about was expensive glasses getting broken. It was slow motion. I could understand Colton just sitting there and watching. Like, you're watching in disbelief. This isn't really happening. I'm on a show where I'm dating beautiful women, or it's Christmas morning and my kids are making each other bleed. Like, you just can't believe it, and you don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think, especially since this escalated so quickly.
Yes.
This wasn't Kaylin and Hannah, which he sort of knew about, and then they talked about it a little bit more.
Right.
This was, or even the original, who was it, Sydney and Onyeka originally, with all the different noises and stuff. This was just all he was had no idea this even existed until like a half hour prior.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's, oh, these two people are both the worst ever. And who's telling the truth doesn't matter. Maybe they should both go anyways.
Yeah, you put him in timeout. He went off to think. And
I'm just hoping he comes back and says, you know what, we're not having a rose ceremony.
Me too.
You guys, I'm sorry, but this just isn't working for me.
I mean, how many people was he going to eliminate last night anyway?
Probably two more, right? Because, I mean,
I would think
Elise
so.
Would have been three.
Yeah.
So
it fits with the puzzle and the format.
And I know we got a ways to go, but would you want
to spend your life with someone who argues over something like this?
Which is so dumb. And no matter, let's say Nicole was totally in the wrong and Onyeka was right. In the right here. She's still, the fact that she keeps going back so aggressively the same way. Let's say Onyeka was completely being truthful and none of the bullying happened. The fact that then Nicole, you know
wanted
what I mean?
Like, to get out of Miami.
The fact that,
went on show.
Yeah, either way, no matter who was right, whether neither, both.
It's a catch-22. It's a lose-lose.
The fact that both of them were so viciously going after the other one, to me, that's an immediate red flag that I don't want to deal with.
Although, you know, you'd have someone who would fight for you if there ever anything
but
happened.
But I don't know that they're fighting for him so much as just fighting each other.
No, if it came down to a fight, they would be a contender. Whatever the fight is, I'll stick my wife on him.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
Honey, the insurance company says they're not going to pay the bill. What?
I mean, in so many ways, I'm very different than Colton. So, but if this were me,
yeah,
it wouldn't even be a question, because even if I was having some feelings for both of these women, although neither, I think we can agree, at any point has been a front runner.
Yeah.
Seeing that would be it. I just, why would you want to be with someone
who, turnoff.
Who would be so catty and...
It's a major turnoff.
Just arguing ultimately about nothing. It's really semantics at this point.
Although an entire TV show was built around that, so Seinfeld.
So, I mean, it's a very different nothing,
sometimes
though.
Sometimes nothing is everything.
This is a nothing that is not funny.
We didn't even touch on, is it Kirpa?
Oh.
Flossing his the teeth before.
I was more worried about her chin.
Oh.
How did they not tell us what happened to her chin?
I don't know.
She's walking around this whole episode with a huge bandage on her chin, and we're just supposed to...
Maybe Onyeka and Nicole got to her, too. Like, who knows?
I mean, you have this person, yes, getting into your teeth, but while they have this big bandage on there...
And who gave the trust ring? Was it Demi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact when Demi's looking... somewhat
scraping
reasonable
bottom. Yeah.
Because she was all of us. She's sitting there and she said, oh, I wish I could listen to that. And I think it was Tayshia or someone who's like, what? And she's like, come on, like, you don't want to hear what's going on?
Hello?
Of course we all want to. I mean, we were hearing it, but they couldn't. Of course you want to be a fly on the wall there.
Absolutely.
To see what's happening. I thought Demi overall,
she came off resourceful.
Yeah, I don't think she has a chance of being at the end here.
No,
but I see now why she keeps surviving, because she figured out, like, okay, I can be part of drama, but I can't, let's not be the drama, because exactly. That almost sent me home. So now I'll just be part of it, but not the top,
in a good
top
way.
Of the ticket.
Like, I'll get my champagne and burgers and, you know.
Yes.
A good way.
You can poke the sides without taking a baseball bat to the sides.
Yeah.
And
She would have irritated everyone had she not been disqualified. If they had used that tactic, that champagne and burgers tactic, and not been disqualified, because it made me think of another season where somebody cheated and they got away with cheating, and how it set off a firestorm in the house over one of the competitions. I think it was on Rachel's season. The guy, somebody was accused of cheating.
Oh, right.
During a football game, maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but I do remember the mini
brouhaha. But cheating on competitions is a big deal if you don't get eliminated.
It's honor, come on.
It's honor, right?
Yeah, so I think she's sort of figured out the right combination of, okay, I can make good TV
right.
without being up in his face with the drama, and that, because she barely survived when it, you know, she was the whole center of it. Now she can just be on the outside. Exactly. Now she can just be on the outside and enjoy riding the wave like everybody else.
Exactly.
And maybe helping with the wave pool every so often, but not being the central cause.
So we're going to have to wait another week to find out what Colton decides to do with this mess that we're left with as he kind of walked away.
Although, did you see the scene after the credits where
no.
they like the weekly outtake.
Okay.
So it was Sydney and Colton sitting just one on one at the cocktail hour, and she said, I hope you get to whack my weeds. And he just stared at her for a second, dumbfounded, and like, what does that mean?
No!
I don't understand. And she said, you know, and she's doing the hand motions.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of down here.
Down there.
And he still, I said, I don't, is that, what are we talking about?
Is that
about?
Code for something?
And she finally had to say, it's a sexual innuendo. I said, oh, well, I don't have a lot of experience with those, so. Okie dokie.
Well,
so.
We got to keep those virgin jokes going as often and as long as we can.
Well, judging by time with Cassie, I don't know that he's going to have that card very long.
Right? The V card is going to be turned in.
I'm curious if maybe it gets turned in before the fantasy suites at this rate.
You care to make a side wager on our
our
bet here?
Listen, she's already in his bed.
Wait a minute. You're saying that he goes all the way before the end of the season, and it's validated on the show.
Well, I don't know that they ever fully validate it. I think it's just, it can be assumed. It's just, it's hard because they never fully get demiked until the fantasy suite. So you'd at least get, you know, a little, you know, something.
All right. I'll take that. The usual, a dollar.
Woo! 1 week's pay it is. But it's, you know, hopefully next week's episode starts just with, let's send Onyeka and Nicole home. Let's
clean slate.
Everyone else, you get a rose and you get a rose, except you two. Get the hell out of here. You suck.
16-hour plane ride home.
And then, because I watched the coming attractions, but I don't know that they even talked about where they were going.
I didn't see that. I turned it off. I was so tired last night.
2 hours is enough. I can't take the extra 30 seconds.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, it's a lot. But hopefully...
I watch the show because I love to hate it. You know, I'm one of those people. I'm not the I love to love it. Like with Real Housewives, I love to love them. The Bachelor, I love to hate it.
I think a large percentage of the people listening right now would agree with you.
You love to hate it.
Because there are some people down the hall here that totally rage watch it. And
me! I rage watch the show.
And they're the ones that, I don't watch it. And then we start talking about it and they come in. Then when this happened, I was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Someone had it on in the background.
And I didn't want to change the channel, you know, and I was doing something else. And the show came on and... You know, it's something to have on in the background. Oh, my God. But then when they were on the one-on-one, and I mean, you know.
Who would be so stupid to go on a show like that?
Yeah.
There's an application. Oh!
Basically. So, listen, we all watch for different reasons.
Exactly.
But ultimately, we're all here for the right reasons.
That's right. Unlike Nicole. So, we'll be back next week. Find us online at Bachelor Podcast across all platforms. For Katie Pilates, she's not here, but I'm sure she would have agreed with us on all of our
everything,
points.
Of course.
I'm Christine Lee. Ryan Jones, thank you so much.
Let's find someone to whack my weeds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.